Better work relationships. How to build better work relationships. Here is the list to remember. Never argue for entertainment value. Never make jokes at the other person's expense. Be as cheerful and optimistic as you can. Ask people to talk about their goals and plans for the future. Listen more than you talk. As often as you can, give honest praise and appreciation. Always be polite. Avoid swearing. Apply the principles of fairness and justice to everyone. With each person, find at least one thing that you share in common. Let us say a few words about each point. 1. Never argue for entertainment value. Most things people argue over are not worth arguing about. And there are some people who like to argue, simply for fun. Do you know anyone who seems to like to argue? Don't be like that. Instead, be agreeable. Agree. Unless you feel that the issue is important enough to argue over. Every argument carries a cost, since it dents the relationship you have with the other person. You don't need to incur unnecessary damage to the relationship. So, don't argue for entertainment value. Instead, let people have their say, and if you don't agree, just say, "That is an interesting way of looking at things. I've never thought about it that way, before." Use the above phrase whenever you disagree, but the issue is not worth arguing about. Most things people argue over are not worth arguing about. 2. Never make jokes at the other person's expense. Humor at the other person's expense is a great way to chip away at a good relationship. Be very wary of laughing at other people. Even if you know them well, don't make jokes at the other person's expense. Every joke is at someone's expense. Someone in the joke is made to look foolish. If you make the other person the butt of your jokes too often, then that will become a negative factor in your relationship. Be cautious about the misapplication of humor. 3. Be as cheerful and optimistic as you can. Many people have a pessimistic attitude. Pessimism is not an attractive trait. Instead of pessimism, present an upbeat, optimistic attitude. Talk about goals and plans for the future and also ask them about their goals and plans for the future. 4. Ask people to talk about their goals and plans for the future. One of the best ways to build relationships is to be interested in what other people are doing. Ask them, "What are your goals for the future?" Ask them, "What are your plans for the future?" 5. Listen more than you talk. Talk less about yourself and ask more about the other person's views. Remember that each person is more interested in themselves and their own family than they are in anything else. So, to build good relationships, ask people to talk about themselves and their own family, and you will be scoring relationship points. 6. As often as you can, give people honest praise and appreciation. Everyone wants to be loved, and respected, and accepted. And if you are the one who makes other people feel respected and accepted, then you will become more loved. So, whenever possible, try to give honest praise and appreciation. Don't give fake compliments. Give compliments, but make sure they are always genuine. Look and find things about the other person for which you can give honest praise and appreciation. 7. Always be polite. Politeness is the lubricating oil in the engine of your relationships. If you are impolite, it causes the emotional gears to grate, and it makes the relationships harder. Please be polite. Please use polite words and phrases. Polite means making the following phrases daily speech habits. Would you please? Plus a polite request. Thank you very much, I appreciate it. Excuse me. 8. Avoid swearing. Avoid swearing or profane or rude language. Bad language is always an implied insult to the listener. Try to cut out the bad language and instead use polite language. 9. Apply the principles of fairness and justice to everyone. Everyone wants to be treated fairly. Nobody wants to be treated unfairly. And most people hate injustice. So, if you want good relationships with others, always treat people with a keen sense of fairness and justice. This is one of the most important lessons of life. 10. With each person, Find at least one thing that you share in common. Relationships are composed of common elements. The more you have in common with others, the more likely you will have a good relationship with them. Finding common ground is one of the best ways to create and sustain good relationships. If you want to, you can always find something in common with any person. You may both enjoy a certain sport. You may both love going to the movies. You may both have children of similar ages. If you look, you can always find something that you have in common. Your task is to find as many things that you share in common with each of the people in your purview, and then use those common elements as the bond that binds the relationship together. It is important to develop better work relationships, because you don't live on a desert island, you live and work with other people. The better your relationships with other people, the more likely you will be able to work together to achieve your common goals. That would be good for you, your family, your organization, and even your country.